customer service initiatives are popping up all across government. Many of them are based in customer service work in the General Services Administration, in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. Kathy Conrad is Acting Associate Administrator at GSA's OCSIT. She tells Federal News Radio's Francis Rose at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia, how she'll take home lessons learned and put them to work at her agency.
It's about the nuggets. Mm-hmm. It's the nuggets of customer stories and learning about best practices that we weren't previously aware of, or things that aren't working well. And so it's finding common threads across agencies and with individual agencies that we can address through our government-wide mission. Mm-hmm. So for my office and for GSA in general, because we have this government-wide mission, much of what we're talking about here today at ELC is about customer service and customer experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm surrounded by 900 customers.
Yeah.
What a gold mine of insight on what we're doing well and what more we should be doing.
I thought of your team, and especially of Martha Doris, while some of these conversations were going on today. Because I bet if we went back and listened to recordings of ELC 5 years ago, we could probably count on one hand, or maybe two, the number of references to customer service. And here, it's all over the place. It's like embedded into the conversation. It's got to be gratifying for a team like yours really counts on that.
It's gratifying, and it shows the value of persistence.
Mm.
You know, Martha has long had an insight and a vision that customer service and customer experience is at the root of citizen service.
Mm-hmm.
And I think time has proven that, of course, is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And part of what we're hearing is that this isn't a fad, this isn't a trend. This is a persistent need that if we don't address now, trust in government will continue to erode.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about trust in government. It's around trust and optimism for the country. If the government can improve the way we deliver services to our citizens.
I might suggest that it also comes from the emphasis on business cases for, you know, going for coffee in the morning. Everybody talks about business cases for everything now, where I don't think that was necessarily the case 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah,
not as much.
Well, and some of that is a result of the emphasis that you hear on shared services. If you look at the dual tracks on shared services and citizen services, it's about reuse. And part of what I'm trying to learn here is what are some other agencies doing that we could reuse?
Mm-hmm.
What are the areas in which if we could expand what we're doing in one area and help spread it to other agencies, it would have even more impact. So it's shared services and it's citizen services, but around impact, not just because it's a good thing to do.
Well, don't be humble. You've got some replication and reuse experience from FedRAMP that you can share, too. I mean, you're a contributor to that conversation.
Yeah, and it's been really exciting to see how that's taking off. And it's not just initially, I think there was a sense that budget constraints force people to be more open
mm-hmm.
to sharing and reusing. But in fact, I think people are finding that actually you get better results because you can take things that have been proven in one place and scale and tailor them to see how they can have a positive impact elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of passionate people can make all kinds of things happen, but only if they share information and don't function in stovepipes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, one of the common themes that we're hearing, that we need to be able to share that information and learn from each other, and that's what people are doing.
We talked about communication on the panel this morning, and the reason that I went there was because that threads through all of the conversations that we've had to what you just alluded to, is the information exchange and the change management, the cultural stuff is far more difficult to get people to buy into than the technological stuff. The technological stuff between agencies and industry, I think that cold, right?
It's pretty easy. And, you know, technology is an enabler. One of the comments that I heard is, gosh, we haven't talked much about mobile. Well, in part, that may be because now I think there's broad acceptance that if we aren't doing things in a mobile-first way,
mm-hmm.
we're missing out on the growth curve and on a huge segment of the population that is not just mobile-enabled, but mobile-dependent,
yeah.
mobile-focused. So I think I'm kind of gratified to see that there's less talk about technology itself, because there are other venues where you can figure out what are the ways to use technology as an enabler to get the results we need. More, I think, process and culture and people are really at the root of what together this community needs to do.
Well, I'm really struck by the way that people are at least talking, and we'll see what the implementation looks like in the next 6 months or a year or so. But I'm struck by the way people seem to be willing to leave those conversations behind and recognize that, you know, cloud and agile and all of these various buzzwords that we use all the time are the vehicle and not the destination. And that's another one, that's another nut that it seems to have taken a long time to crack.
And that may be in some ways a reflection of people innately want to participate in these conversations. One of the things that has made this conference, I think, kind of brought it to a new level is that level of collaboration and interaction, so that instead of having, you know, two smart people going on for an hour to a group of 250 equally smart people, now there's much more of a community dynamic and engagement where we can tap into the wisdom of the crowd right here at the conference.
Yeah.
And I think that's made a difference. And once you do that, once you start having this kind of engagement, it's easier to do that around meaty topics like process and culture, where it's not so much a real discrete, tangible answer. It's more of a process and an evolution in and of itself.
So let's go back then to where we started, Kathy Conrad of the General Services Administration, and that is turning that into action. And so what would you like to see not just you and your team do, but what would you like to see ACT IAC do? What would you like to see the other attendees do, so that there's some product, some documentation that we accomplished this or we learned this, and we're going to be able to then go back to that at some point in the future, and this won't just be ephemeral, disappear as soon as we all leave here tomorrow afternoon?
So an example of that is that in the citizen services track, simple thing, a bucket with people's business cards to create a real community of practice around citizen service or customer service, which is a way to help take the actionable nuggets from here and put them into practice. So part of what I plan to do, and I know the rest of GSA and certainly my team will do, is bring back to not just that emerging community of practice, but we have communities of practice around mobile, around social media, around contact centers, around a number of other open data and challenges, and bring back what we're hearing in terms of what are the needs, what are the challenges, what's working, and try to infuse some of that, those ideas to flesh out and bring to the next actionable step through those communities and through the programs we're delivering.
Before we wrap up, I can't let you leave without asking you more about FedRAMP. What's new? What is happening? Where are you headed next there?
Well, we are we're feeling very optimistic and ambitious about getting agencies to engage even more fully with FedRAMP. I think the conversation that we're hearing now is, gee, there's kind of a backlog to get through the JAB. That's not surprising. It was always expected that the majority of ATOs for FedRAMP would go through the agencies rather than through the JAB. Mm-hmm. And so we're really placing emphasis on working with our agency partners to help them accelerate and expand the work that they're doing with the cloud service providers with whom they're already implementing or that they're looking to bring on board, so that they can bring their ATOs up to the FedRAMP baseline. Mm-hmm. Or to, you know, again, I think one of the things that we're looking to make really clear with FedRAMP is that it's an emerging market. We are certainly trying to clarify that while we love and are driving toward the full community towards FedRAMP compliance, we also are seeing some cases in which RFPs are requiring ATOs as a condition to bid, and we're trying to clarify that just like in the regular IT FISMA world, ATOs need to be granted in order to go live and operate a system, but at this stage in the game, really shouldn't be required as a condition to bid. So we're looking for some clarification on that.
You've had the 2 years or so of experience in seeing how this model works. If you're going to try to apply this structure to a different type of operation, a different type of process, what would you do a little differently, maybe reverse order or anything like that?
So there have been lots of lessons learned, and we're doing our best to incorporate all of them as we evolve the program. I think the thing I would probably do differently is that we spend a lot of time convening stakeholders around the baseline and around the policy and how to make FedRAMP work. where I think I would continue to engage agencies more than we were able to is in how they should operationalize FedRAMP, which, as I said, is a priority that we've been working on for quite some time with added emphasis going forward. But that probably needed a little more time and attention in the beginning than we realized at that point. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to be transparent and to have stakeholder engagement throughout any program like this. We've lived through to that, but as we do that, we're learning that there are some things that may seem clear to us, but as is often the case to our agency partners and our cloud service providers, we are continuing to listen and learn from them and make adjustments as appropriate.